Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media ahead of Thursday night's season opener against the Chiefs.
Over the years, why do you think he has been such a good end zone, red zone target for you?
End zone, red zone, down the field, on the sideline, making catches, just all around, man. He just got a great feel for the game, and he make my job a lot easier. And I can say a lot about Mark and what he does for this game, but, man, he's just a great all-around tight end.
Hey, Lamar, how do you feel to have Snoop back in the building?
Have the hoop. Oh, the Snoop. Oh, man, it's great to have my brother back in the building, man. Great to see him, man. You know, cut his hair, different approach, look a little, like, mature, like, you know, but it's great to have my brother back, man, definitely.
Lamar, two-part question. How much of a relationship, if you have any, with Patrick Mahomes, and just what do you see from him on the field that makes him unique, and what do you take away from his game?
I don't have a relationship with him. I don't think I have a relationship with any quarterback in the league. I don't take anything from him. You know, I just play my game. But he's a great quarterback. I'm going to say that. He's a great quarterback. He has the accolades to prove it. But, man, he made things happen on the field that make his team successful. I can say that.
Marwee, what's the biggest challenge to playing out there in Kansas City? We know it's going to be amped up week one. Historically, you know, you played out there, you played some great games. What's the toughest thing about playing there?
We just not in front of our crowd. The whole game is not like the whole Raven flock there, but I know our fan base is always traveling with us. But it's just not our crowd. That's all. That's the biggest difference, and I'll say that.
How do you handle the noise? How do you, as a quarterback, handle all that noise?
Just like any other environment, you know, just stay poised, stay locked in, listen to the calls, walk up to the line when I make my checks, and let my line know what we're doing, stuff like that. I'm approaching like any other game, you know, but it's the start of the season, so we got to make a great impression for the first game of the season.
When you say you're approaching like any other game, revenge won't be on your mind at all? I know, I'm sure it'll be on the Ravens' flock's mind.
I mean, any game I play, and I feel like it's a revenge game, so I'm not just going to look at this game like a revenge game. Anybody we play, no matter if we beat them or lost to them previous years, I just want to win.
Mars, you know, pretty much have winning records against pretty much all the teams and quarterbacks. Mahomes in Kansas City is the one team that's kind of been the opposite a little bit. Yeah. Does that serve any motivation for you at all?
Like I just said, that's pretty much similar to that question. I'm approaching every game the same way. You know, I want to win regardless, win, lose, or draw previous times, but every game motivation to me.
What are your emotions when you put in the work that you have this offseason, be 4 days away from the season kickoff? Just how would you describe your emotions?
I'm ready to go. I've been going against my guys for weeks. You know, it's time to go against someone else.
Lamar, it's always been about the Super Bowl for you. Last year, you go as far as you have to this point in your career. Is there anything you take away from that run going into this season?
Oh, man, just, you know, we was close. We was close, but we got to get back where we was, and like I always say, finish. But it start week one, it start Thursday night.
They blitzed you guys a lot, I think 40% of the time. In your past. I was curious, like, when you look back on that, what's the challenge of dealing with that, and what did you kind of take away moving forward to, you know, this next game?
Man, it was all type of things that went on in the game that we felt like that could have worked for us went our way, getting the ball out. Certain things that went on, like we missed certain things throughout that game, and it was all type of things. I just can't pinpoint them blitzing us because we picked them up sometimes, you know, here and there. All type of things we could have did better that game.
Mark, kind of playing off Cordell's question. I mean, sometimes here Ravens fans say this team can't prove anything to us until January, until the playoffs. But I know you guys can't afford to really think of it that way. So, I mean, what do you want to get out of the regular season?
We got to win. We got to win regular season games to get to January. You know, we can't just go into the season and go, what, how many, 5-12. We're not going to be in the playoffs, you know. So we got to go into every game trying to make it to the playoffs. You know, playoffs on our mind, but at the same time, we got to win this game that's ahead of us.
Mark, where do you feel like you've come along the most this offseason in terms of your
your handle before the snap. I know Todd Monken has done a lot of it, you know, empowering you to make protection changes, you know, using your cadence, getting in and out of plays. Where do you think you've come along the first?
I feel like I'm way ahead of than I was when I first got in the system last year. Very comfortable. My guys, got young guys on the offense. Those guys are getting a lot comfortable. I feel like we way ahead of where we were prior to minicamp.
With all the turnover, Lamar, on the offensive line, and how confident are you that they're ready to step in and be seamless from what it was before?
I'm very confident in our guys, man. They've been busting their behind each and every practice, you know, preseason. They've been battling. I believe our guys ready.
Lamar, two more plays. Lamar, it seems like every time you're watching any sports, you're seeing them hype up the game, and it's always pictures of you and Patrick Mahomes is kind of headlining this game. What do you take from people saying that this could be kind of the next great quarterback rivalry?
To be honest, I don't really pay attention to it. Like, I see a lot of stuff on social media, but I try to shy away from the sports stuff because I know they're going to be talking about the Ravens a lot. But I really don't pay no mind because I just want to play football. Mm-hmm. It really don't matter.
Lamar, you had Rashad healthy for most of camp. What kind of expectations do you have for him, considering just how good you guys looked at times last year?
I believe he's going to have a great year. A great year. Sneaky year. You know, a lot of people be sleep on him, but I believe he's going to have a great year.
Thank you, Lamar.
Appreciate y'all.